on this day, 7th October 1970. Opposition pressure over reforms. With the approach of the stage when legislative effect is to be given to two of the most vital reforms agreed upon between Stormont and Westminster, there was clear evidence in anti-unionist circles of a mood which will tolerate neither duplicity nor double talk by the Stormont government. The demand will be for a central housing authority and a restructuring of local government, which will be the means of removing abuses and of enabling justice and democracy to flourish in future. It is widely accepted that until local authorities, and particularly those who have so shamelessly and blatantly misused their powers, have been effectively and permanently dismantled, there will be no peace. That is why it is so essential to have the Central Housing Authority created without delay and the reshaping of local authorities carried out with radical effect. Faulkner to take over. With Unionist MPs speculating last night on how long it will take Mr. James Chichester Clark, the PM, to throw in the towel, a prominent member of the party said, "There seems to be general agreement within the party that Mr. Brian Faulkner will take over very shortly. Mr. Faulkner, Minister of Development, has also been doubling up as Minister of Home Affairs during the Prime Minister's indisposition." The Unionist MP added, "As far as the party is concerned, Mr. Faulkner is well considered for the position, but because of what appears to have been an about turn in his way of thinking, he has lost some support. Mr. Faulkner has rivals for the premiership. Mr. John Brooke, son of the former premier, Lord Brookborough, has a big following, and Mr. William Craig, an outspoken critic of Mr. Chichester Clark, is also well in the running. Mr. Craig has the solid support of that section of the party which opposed the handing over of MI security to the British Army, the disarming of the RUC, and the demobilisation of the B Special. NDP to follow fit. The Central Council of the National Democratic Party, NDP, has been dissolved in order to encourage and facilitate members of the party to play a full part in the development and growth of the newly formed Social Democratic and Labour Party, led by Mr. Gerry Fitt, Member of Parliament,